7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them think then thing goes another way. Oh, when them think then thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. But when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. But when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way for them to run people life. But a small price to be paid. They think they're great, feeling no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. But when them think, then things go the people way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
But when them think, then things go another way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Richest countries in the world. What do they do for the people? Look at America, they're so
good. Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of December the 8th. 2013. So, was Jesus born on December the 25th? No. So, why do we celebrate December the 25th? It is the science of the sun. See, you've not heard this described in this manner. Many ascribe this to pagans. I saw a bumper sticker from a pagan. She said on her bumper sticker, to say that a pagan is a Satan worshiper is like saying an atheist worships God. She was saying she's not no devil worshiper. You refer to her as a pagan, but she is one that is attuned with the science of the sun, the science of moon, the science of stars, the science of the principle of the mother and the father. The religious community has rejected the goddess and the mother principle, but the ancient Africans saw sacred masculine and sacred feminine working together, taught us the science of the sun. When you look at the ancient African Hebrew temple and see the seven stick menorah, I think they called it, the seven stick candlesticks, the seven lights, that represents the science of the sun, that science that is in every human being. Let me see what side. I think that the seven candlestick was on the side. Is that the masculine? I think that's the masculine side that it was on. The seven stick menorah, I think they referred to it as. That seven candlesticks represents the sun moving through its cycles. You have a 12-month cycle, clockwise, zodiac. But that same 12 zodiacs is the sun goes in a counterclockwise through the 12 zodiacs on a cycle of 26,000 as well. Now, let's deal with the 12-month cycle. Around December 21st, the physical sun sun, you see, as we get to December, the sun is going south, away from the earth, or the earth is rotating in such a manner that the sun appears to be moving south, away from the earth, getting colder, colder, moving out of summer to fall to winter, cold, cold, reaching its furthest point south around December the 21st, the physical sun ceases movement and remains still, unmoved, not moving for 3 days and three nights on its celestial or heavenly cross. You take a line from the earth equator out to where the sun resides for 3 days, three nights. You take a vertical line from the sun down, and you have the celestial cross. The sun does not move for 3 days, three nights. So around December the 25th, the sun begins to move again. You have no longer the night overpowering the day. You have now day now and light now overpowering the night, the solstice, December 21st. Now we move and begin to go back to spring and then summer, which teaches us in the scientific teaching of solar science that light prevails, that the civilization of light, the civilization of life, and by extension we're saying the civilization of Christ, the government of Christ, the light of knowledge and wisdom, truth, justice, and righteousness prevails, that the system of death, hell, destruction, the system associated with the misuse of the dark womb of the universe will go away, but the proper use of the dark womb of the universe producing light and life is here to stay forever. So we, the people of light, we, the true illuminated ones, not the fictitious and false Illuminati, they are on their way out. But we who are friends of life and existing, friends of light and life, we are the true illuminated ones, and we are here forever. Now, the house, or you have signs that are called the house, then you have the signs of the zodiac, then you have the nine planets. Now, the house associated with December is the house that has to do with the mid heavens, the middle heavens, and it is given a name of medium coeli. I want to research this coeli right quick and see what this is defined as. Let me see, sisters and brothers. Coeli. Medium coeli. I'm going to take my time. I've been given permission by my sacred feminine wife, Sister Frazier, to take my time. Coeli. Coeli is defined, come on, computer, as Queen of Heaven. Let me see. I'm not totally getting it. Queen of Heaven. Bottom of the sky is Latin for the bottom of the sky. and is the point in space that has to do with the ecliptic as it crosses the meridian in the north, exactly opposite the mid heaven. So we're talking about points in the sky. We're talking about the path of the sun on the celestial sphere. We're talking about the navigation and astronomy and an imaginary sphere, or we should say how the sun moves in connection with the earth. So, the mid-heaven, the movement of the sun in relationship to the earth, this 10th house, this house of December, you see the zodiac with the science of the sun, moon, stars, and planets begins in the springtime and with the month of March, March 15th, and the sign of Aries. So the 10th zodiac, the 10th house is December and the sign of Capricorn and the 10th house, okay? Although we say January is the first month in the year, the science, see, the babies and the youth are going to have to be taught how to tune in to the sacred science of Africa and understanding that spring and life and regeneration and the science of life and life coming again and resurrection and erection and resurrection and march and spring and how that is the beginning of the real year of the Most High in the universe. So the 10th house, we're in the 10th house now, December. December 15th out is the 10th house and the sign of Capricorn. And this is the mid-heaven, the medium kolia, the movement of the sun as it relates to the earth. And the symbols have to do with profession. What is our profession? We want to be a professional at something in our individual lives. We're talking about the signs of the zodiac, but we're teaching this from the ancient African perspective and the true reality of these teachings. This 10th house also has to do with honor. We all like to be honored. We all want to have honor. We all want to have people talk well of us. This is also associated with fame and renown. We want to be famous. We want to be known for something. So we have to watch out, because the wicked ones in power will give us a profession and give us honor and give us fame if we will work to destroy the human family. Look at the presidents and prime ministers. Look at the heads of institutions. Look at how, and remember that the word for end is rooted in the overthrow of governments and institutions, but overthrow with Yahushua, not with more death and hell and destruction. Overthrow with Yahushua, but the wicked will woo us with honor and fame and money and renown and a profession that really destroys. President W. Bush and his daddy, they have had a career with the CIA and military intelligence all the way back from their inception into adulthood and political life. That was their profession. When you see they have no history recorded concerning their actions and doings, when you see them connected with failing oil companies and energy companies. These are false, fictitious companies that are set up to perpetuate activities of intelligence that are destructive to the human family. They have had this profession. They have garnered honor and fame as presidents and yet connected to intelligence. Herbert Walker Bush has the name of the headquarters of the CIA named after him. He has a profession, honor and fame and renown, but these are attached to destruction. So this 10th house is also associated with the mother. So the mother principle is associated with this house. So although we go after profession and honor and fame and renown, our mother principle kicks in to ask us, will this continue life for the human family? Will this continue life for the babies and the children and the youth? Turn the hearts of the babies and the children back to the children and the babies and knowledge and wisdom. Turn the hearts of the men and women. Turn the hearts of the professions. Turn the hearts of those who have profession and are professionals, and reinstill the mother principle and turn us back to the babies and the children and love God, love the children, love the babies, love wisdom, love the children. And the December sign is Capricorn, and the goat is the animal associated. And the ruler, the planet that rules this sign, is Saturn. And let me see the power of Saturn. Saturn is associated with selfishness, reticence. I believe reticence has to do with resistance. Let me make sure. My wife said I could take my, my sacred feminine said I could take my time, but I'm going to try to hurry as soon, as quickly as I can. Reticence has to do with being reserved and has to do with being reluctant and unwilling. So you have selfishness, reluctance. Diplomacy means that we operate in such a manner that we don't want to hurt and disappoint people, so we be diplomatic. Disappointments are also here. Delays, constriction in every respect, but also hard work and perseverance. And then the earth and minds and malefic. These words are so interesting. Let me see if I can hit the word malefic. Let me see, sisters and brothers. We have to understand this science. Male. Ethic. Come on, computer. Male ethic is defined as sin. Let me see. Now hold it now. Male ethic is defined as, I'm waiting for my, oh, that which is malicious, that which is baleful, that which is hurtful. So here's what we're looking at, sisters and brothers. We have to guard against those attributes within us that can bring us down. This is the earth sign, and this is the goat, and the goat is associated with sin, and which those principles within us that have to do with being selfish and reluctant to do right, diplomatic to a fault, meaning we don't want to step out. We're being diplomatic to guard and protect that which is wicked and evil. We are disappointed, and disappointments can turn us against the revolution. We see delays, and we are delayed. Our wants and desires are delayed. We seem to feel constricted. See, I'm reminded of Judas. Judas was a revolutionary. Judas wanted to see the people free. But did he have room in his inn for Yahushua and Yahushua's tactics that would not shed blood, but would take time and teach the people to raise into the Christ consciousness, and the people would overturn the system in a righteous manner and not shed blood and destroy, but uplift the human being, uplift the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. This is heavy, sisters and brothers. We are ambitious, and we persevere, and we are tenacious. These are also associated with Capricorn, December sign, the 10th house. But we can be reserved and melancholy, but because when we look and see that we are restricted and constricted, we could be disappointed, and the wicked will come in and use this against us. But now, when we look at the 26,000 year cycle, and we look at the sign of Pisces in the 26,000 year counterclockwise cycle. See, after Aries and you go counterclockwise, you end up in the sign of Pisces here, and the Christian age is the age of Pisces, and Pisces is the 12th house. Now watch how these signs and symbols are associated with Christ, Yahushua, and the Christians. In the 12th house, we see trial. Remember Yahushua in trials and tribulations and put on trial by the system? We see restriction. We see fear. We see sorrow. Is Yahushua not associated with sorrow? A man acquainted with sorrow? Don't we see the fear of the people, the fear of the oppressed, the sorrow of the oppressed, also with the 12th house? Are secret enemies. Were there not secret enemies of Yahushua? Did not Judas become disappointed in his Saturn, disappointed in the way that Yahushua was acting and going about the revolution? And did not Judas, was he not turned into a secret enemy? Did not the Christians have secret enemies that wanted to overthrow the Christian Hebrew African revolution, also associated with the 12th house? Prisons. In this day and time, did not Dr. King and those with Dr. King go in and out of prisons because they desired to be a Christ and stand up for the people and overthrow the system in a righteous manner, not shedding blood, but taking the message to the people, also associated with the 12th house. Lunatic asylums. That's interesting, because I know that after the civil rights movement, whereas before that time period, white women were they who were mostly in the lunatic or insane asylums, probably because of the woman's suffrage movement and women standing up and fighting for equality. Now you have the wicked men in power, or men who have given their spirit, soul, energy over to wickedness, putting women in insane lunatic asylums to break the woman's movement. But after the civil rights movement, now black men who wanted to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality, they begin to go into insane lunatic asylums in droves. That's because the system now trained itself on men, black men, who were standing up for justice. This is the house of self-undoing. Now, you can look at that negatively as if we're being destroyed, or look at that in the positive and say we undo the false self and unite with the righteous self of the universe and our original self as sons and daughters of the Most High. Now, the sign is associated with the 12th house is the Pisces and the fish. Remember Jesus said, fishers of men, to win other men and women into the struggle for freedom, justice, and equality. Win other men and women to this bloodless revolution, bloodless overthrow of wicked institutions or institutions and governments given over to wickedness. The sign of the Christian was the fish. This is the age of Pisces, 2,000 years plus, tracking the sun, science of the sun, counterclockwise zodiac movement, 26,000 year cycle. The planet associated with Pisces is Neptune. And Neptune, emotional genius. This is the concept of there is genius in the human being. All of these attributes are within every human being. And Atum is calling forth these invisible forces within us. Also, art and poetry and mysticism and dreams and mediumism. Now, you may not like the word medium, but the whole universe is a medium teaching us truth, justice, and righteousness when we use this medium of universe, the atoms, molecules, protons, neutrons, electrons, for righteousness. If badly aspected, watch this now, if badly aspected, then we have drunkenness, drugs, and fraud. How many of those who are drunk all the time, on drugs all the time, deal with fraud? How many of them may be Pisces and may be in the 12th house in their sign and may be having the power of Neptune? But this is in all of us. So we say we must guard against these excesses and make sure that we're not taken away into these excesses of drunkenness and drug abuse and so on. But Pisces is the water sign, all coming out of the water. Waters of Noon is gentle and kind and retiring, having to do with rest. Waters of Noon at rest. Be gentle and kind to one another. Also sensitive. Be sensitive to each other. Sensitive to the needs of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. But then it says, unlucky. We sometimes wonder about our luck, but hold on. And then it says, often melancholy. This feeling of despondency and being so sad, looking at the revolution, looking at our people, human family, looking at the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. As we go about this mission, we may feel unlucky. We may find ourselves in jail, find ourselves having enemies, find ourselves feeling sorrowful and having fear, under trial, feeling restricted, feeling unlucky, feeling melancholy, but have courage, have strength, and stand up and know that we are in this revolution. We are in this for the long haul. We are becoming scientists. We are looking at all of this from the ancient African teaching and perspective so that we may be the facilitators of the government of Christ and the civilization of Christ here and now on this earth. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Hele'i, Selassie'i, Jah Rastafari people.